Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere on the 18th of April in 75. Hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year. He said to his friend, "If the British march by land or sea from the town tonight, hang a lantern aloft in the belfry arch of the North Church Tower as a signal light. One if by land, and two if by sea. And I on the opposite shore will be ready to ride and spread the alarm through every Middlesex village and farm." Then he said, "Good night," and with muffled oar, silently rode to the Charlestown shore, just as the moon rose over the bay, where swinging wide at her moorings lay the Somerset, British man of war. Meanwhile, his friend, through alley and street, wanders and watches with eager ears, till in the silence around him, he hears the muster of men at the barrack door.
Attention!
The sound of arms,
right,
and the tramp of feet,
right,
and the measured tread of the grenadiers marching down to their boats on the shore. Then he climbs the tower of the old North Church, startled the pigeons from their perch, where he paused to listen and look down a moment on the roof of the town. Meanwhile, impatient to mount and ride, on the opposite shore walked Paul Revere. Now he patted his horse's side and turned and tightened the saddle girth. But mostly, he watched with eager search the belfry tower of the old North Church. And lo, as he looked, on the belfry height, a glimmer, and then a gleam of light. He springs to the saddle, the bridle he turns. A second lamp in the belfry burns. A hurry of hoofs in the village street. A shape in the moonlight, a bulk in the dark. And beneath, from the pebbles in passing, a spark struck out by a steed flying fearless and fleet. That was all. And yet through the gloom and the light, the fate of a nation was riding that night. And the spark struck out for that steed in its flight, kindled the land into flame with its heat. It was 12 by the village clock when he crossed the bridge into Medford Town. He heard the crowing of the cock and the barking of the farmer's dog. He felt the damp of the river's fog that rises after the sun goes down. It was 1 by the village clock as he galloped into Lexington. It was 2 by the village clock when he came to the bridge in Concord Down. He heard the bleating of the flock and the twitter of the birds among the trees. And 1 was safe and asleep in his bed, who at the bridge would be the first to fall, pierced by a British musket ball. You know the rest. In the books you have read how the British regulars fired and fled, how the farmers gave them ball for ball from behind each fence and farmyard wall, chasing the redcoats down the lane, then crossing the fields to emerge again under the trees at the turn of the road, and only pausing to fire and load. So through the night rode Paul Revere, and so through the night went his cry of alarm to every Middlesex village and farm, a cry of defiance and not of fear, a voice in the darkness, a knock at the door, and a word that shall echo forevermore. For born in the night wind of the past, through all our history to the last, in the hour of darkness and peril and need, the people will waken and listen to hear the hurrying hoofbeat of that steed and the midnight message of Paul Revere.